So we decided we would go to Rainbow Falls, which was probably about a 7, 8, 9 mile hike from the scout camp. And this was in the days of the old World War II surplus, heavy canvas sleeping bags and tents and all that stuff. So the camp staff piled all that stuff and our food into a pickup truck and drove like 60 miles around to get to Rainbow Falls or some great distance so we wouldn't have to carry all that stuff. So we're hiking along a beautiful summer day in July, I would guess about 1960, 61. And we came to a fork in the trail, and the person who was leading the hike. So I think we go this way. So we turned right and hiked along for almost an hour, and then he stopped and said, "This doesn't look right." So we had to turn around and go all the way back. So by the time we got to our destination, it was still daylight. But the people in the truck that dropped off all our stuff got tired of waiting for us, so they just left everything there. And we discovered that everything was there except the raccoons had dined on what was supposed to be our dinner. So it was about that point that somebody saw all these frogs jumping around. So that night we had frog legs. Some enterprising young Boy Scout got a rock and just would bonk them on the head and knock them out, hopefully. And the frogs without their legs didn't look too happy, I have to say. It was kind of sad. I was a squeamish eater as a kid. I had one. I had to try it, you know. And tastes just like chicken. And so we survived. They didn't eat the eggs, so the next morning we had eggs and hiked back.